You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Happy Thanksgiving week to everybody out there. Got a great show coming up for you on a short week. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Isaac here with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour on 1600 ESPN, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, in Iowa City, 106.3 FM, as well as KGYM Radio Stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. It is the Gym Class program. Lots to cover today. The college and pro football weekend, which concludes tonight with a dandy Monday night game that we'll have for you beginning at 6:30 from Westwood One. It'll be the Super Bowl rematch of a year ago between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. Again, that will be coming your way at 6:30. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Also, that is the phone line if you'd like to pick up the phone and talk with Isaac. 319-366-1600 here on a cloudy Monday in Eastern Iowa. And also a sad Monday in Eastern Iowa, Mark. I'll bring you in. Good afternoon. How you doing? Whoop. There you go. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't have that button pushed all the way.
Good afternoon, Scott, and everyone out there. Yeah, it was a really good weekend for sports, and I would suggest a really good week coming up, Thanksgiving week. It's always a lot of fun, a lot going on.
Underrated. This is an underrated sports week. Isaac, would you agree? You've got great college football coming up this weekend. You've got the NFL spread out Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. And this is the grand stage opening of college basketball week with Feast Week. Like right now, the Maui Invitational going on. It is being played in Honolulu this year, obviously, with everything that went on in Maui. But they've got maybe the best field they've had. And you want to feel old, guys? You want to feel old? Not you so much, Isaac. Mark, this is the 40th Maui Invitational going on.
I hear you. Watching a good game, Tennessee and Syracuse right now. And Drake is down in the Cayman Islands. And All kinds of activity in basketball right now.
It is. Why is it a sad day? Because this is basically the first day when all the local golf courses are closed. You have no soccer, Isaac, so, you know, we gotta get through it for the next several months. So we'll be okay, right? You got wrestling now to cover.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to Sunday. Should be a pretty fun atmosphere.
Were you there yesterday?
I was there yesterday.
How was it?
It was a fun time. I think Iowa clearly missed those four wrestlers, though. I think two of the losses came in weight classes where Cassiopeia, the heavyweight, and then Ava Saad at 184. They lost both those matchups, and you could at least tell that they were missing some guys. But it was still a really fun atmosphere, and I think Sunday should still be a really, really fun atmosphere in Hilton there.
Oh, yeah. Sunday's going to be. That's also Thanksgiving week. You throw Iowa State Wrestling in there, which is going to be a whole lot of fun. By the way, speaking of wrestling, since we are on a short week, we are going to have Mark Ironside tomorrow, not Wednesday, so make that adjustment on your calendars. Mark will be here with us tomorrow on Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll have the Pick 6 brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. We'll give you the results of that coming up here in just a moment, but we will have Mark coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about the college and pro football weekend on Wednesday and get you ready to go for that. Why don't we just talk about the results now, Mark? The Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, you claim the week, Scott, with a 4-2 record. Spencer and Dave were 3-3. I was 2-4, and Scott's victory meant a lucky listener winning a $30 gift card to Emo's Hideaway. We are going to make picks Wednesday this week because of the holiday week.
Who is our winner, Isaac?
Would be Robert, who I will call in just a moment.
Robert! Robert, I came through for you. I would have been 5-1 if it wasn't for overtime for Nebraska and Wisconsin, but that's the way the ball bounces. I'm not complaining, not doing anything like that. 319-366-1600 as we take you through a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Let's get right to it. Mark, your Big Ten Western Division champion, Iowa Hawkeyes. It is official now as Iowa does what they've been doing all year, whether it's a wing and a prayer or however you want to describe it. Hawkeyes with a victory over Illinois on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium on Senior Day as the Hawkeyes come through with a 15-13 victory that was in the balance until the very end. Just, you know, the dramatic purposes for the first missed extra point of the year for Drew Stevens, of course.
Yeah, it's quite indescribable. It really is. And I keep asking myself, how? How has this team won the Big Ten West? And it's pretty clear. The main reasons are defense and special teams and just the right amount of offense. Kind of what this game was against Illinois. A back and forth, low scoring. Illinois took a 13-9 lead in the third quarter, and Iowa ended up winning it. And lots of love for Brian Ferentz. Got a water bucket bath, a lot of hugs. And I think it really showed the appreciation not only from his fellow coaches, but so many of the players.
I'm going to take that away from the game on Saturday. Yeah, it was a very highly charged emotional outcome for the Ferentz family, from grandsons on the field to the Gatorade bath for an outgoing offensive coordinator in Brian Ferentz. There was a lot of love for Brian on Saturday throughout social networking, going back and looking at everything. You would not think that that guy was pretty much, I hate to say it, but, vilified 4 weeks earlier on and all through the season, basically. Kirk was proud. It showed. I think Brian took a lot of heat, obviously, through the year, but I think Brian took a lot of pride in that victory on Saturday. Now, it wasn't all heaped upon his shoulders. Certainly the defense and special teams, Torrey Taylor, by the way, your Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week yet again, and just a gutty performance without Cooper DeJean. Weechen came up with a terrific punt return to set up that game-winning drive. And, hey, look who's back. Caleb Johnson making his presence known with that touchdown gallop.
Yeah, Brian Ferentz was really the scourge of the Iowa fan base for much of the year and kind of made a laughingstock nationally. Was it justified? You can decide out there. Matt Rhule, the Nebraska coach, said today at his news conference he thought about hiring or trying to hire Brian when Rhule was in the NFL, calling Ferentz an outstanding offensive line coach and tight ends coach. Clearly, maybe not the offensive coordinator that everyone hoped for. But, the whole key to this thing, I think, started with Caden Wedgen's return. It was pivotal. Setting up Iowa's shop on its 46. And I went back and watched the touchdown run of Caleb Johnson. It was a really interesting play design. I don't know if you noticed, Scott, but the right guard and tight end lined up on the right side actually pulled to the left side. And then a great job of blocking by the center, the right tackle, and actually left tackle, Mason Richmond. I mean, it was a terrific play design. Aren't they all when it works?
Yes.
Yeah. But Caleb Johnson, yeah, he was kind of buried on the depth chart behind LeSean Williams, and then Williams didn't get a ton of carries either. But all in all, that's the way it worked out for Iowa. And, you know, I was really happy for Joe Evans, the Ames product, who came as a walk-on. You know the story. Batted down the last pass for Illinois. One of 13 on the day for Iowa. That's pass breakups, anyway. Not necessarily batted down at the line of scrimmage, but, yeah, you just can't say enough about Iowa's defense. And Phil Parker, now one of 15 semifinalists for the Broyles Award. He deserves it.
Yeah, he does. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the text line, 9663 pointing out, I see why Caleb Brown was a 4 or 5 star. Have to get him the ball. He's a player when healthy. Yeah, getting better and better, getting more acclimated to this offense, certainly. I think you mentioned a couple of maybe the two key stats, and that was the pass breakups by the Iowa secondary without Cooper DeJean. I thought, for the most part, I thought DeShawn Lee played really, really good ball. Jamari Harris also, and he's been steady throughout the year, but there was a lot of hand-wringing and consternation when it was announced that Cooper DeJean was out. But DeShawn Lee is a better player, more mature player than he was a year ago. Plus, this did not happen during the game itself. And I think Lee showed that he's going to be ready to step in if needed next year or, you know, down the line if number 3 is not in there anymore. But good performance. And then Joe Evans knocking down passes. Just getting his hands up, doing everything he can to win on senior day was just really, really impressive. Illinois had a shot, but Evans came through, him and the rest of the defensive folks out there and really turned the tide out there. And give Illinois a lot of credit. That was a good football team. Isaiah Williams, one of the best receivers that you're going to find in the Big Ten. If he was playing, he could play for an Ohio State or Michigan. And he put up some gaudy stats in that game as well. Madden Fairfax, Joe Evans batting those balls down was huge. Now, 8950 saying the Zebras were way too involved during crucial situations. perhaps, but I got a few breaks in that game. there was a spot against Illinois that was not right. Then there was another play, too, that I think the officials missed a pretty blatant call on. But it is what it is. You have some taken away from you, and you have some given back to you. Right, Mark, during the course of the season?
Yeah, no comment from me. No comment about the comment.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. See, we start talking officiating, everybody's going to go back to the Minnesota game. And it's done. It's over. It's not going.
I get so sick and tired. I mean, I understand it from fans, but even people in the Iowa media complaining about officials in football, basketball, this, that, and the other thing. Aren't you journalists? And there's more than one, so I can't name them all, but I just get so tired of the officials being the end result for, you know, a victory or a loss. Of course, they play a factor in every game. So do missed tackles and a variety of other things. It's just, maybe it's just me. I don't know, but I've grown weary of it.
Yeah. Kirk Ferentz is going to meet the media coming up tomorrow, Iowa and Nebraska on Black Friday. We'll have the Before the Boom podcast one day earlier. Listen, enjoy your family Thanksgiving while listening to the Before the Boom podcast. We'll have it later on this week. Of course, tomorrow it'll be Coach's Cuts with Kirk Ferentz. Network Computer Solutions brings you that each week that Iowa football goes on. And it's during Spencer on Sports on Tuesdays. Brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. Online at NCSEI.com. So Iowa awaits Michigan or Ohio State. There's a shocker. Whoever is going to win that game coming up in Ann Arbor this weekend. Michigan had Michigan got a lot from Maryland on Saturday. The Terps played well in that particular ball game. Ohio State boat raced the Gophers, as they probably should have done. And we'll see what happens in Ann Arbor coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and then the big question the following week is, how will beverage managers at the game site and bars manage that? You've got a body of work out there, guys. You know, Iowa's fans are coming to town. Be prepared.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Let's see. On the text line, we're looking for new offensive coordinators. Kansas quarterback coach Jim Zembrowski for the next OC, says 0312. And Caleb Johnson with the two most important runs of the year, the touchdown and the third and eight following the drive to the following drive to ice the game. Big time runs. That was the Johnson that was a freshman All-American last year. Yes, 21-70. I will say this. Yes, the roughing the passer call was the may have been the worst of all of the horrible roughing the passer calls in pro and college football over the years. That may have been the worst. Period. End of story. Poor Quinn Schulte. He did nothing wrong. Quinn did. Mark, you will appreciate this. Quinn did his job.
Yeah, never mind. He drove him the quarterback into the ground, but yeah. I think they're too protective of quarterbacks, not only in college football, the NFL as well. So be that as it may, carry on.
Yeah. Let's see. 319-366-1600. 0547 asking you how long until the Bears have a new coach. That's a whole different topic. We'll try to get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Lots of talk about the new offensive coordinator. I have no idea what direction. There are a lot of questions to be answered before Iowa starts thinking about an offensive coordinator at this point. And you got to make sure everybody is coming back first. Is there somebody on your staff that is capable of being an offensive coordinator? Just that's going to be a January question as far as the Hawks are concerned. Going to get you an Emil Sideway scoreboard update coming up here in just a little bit. Iowa State fell to Texas 26-16 Saturday night in Ames. By the way, if you're continuing to play the home game, yes, another night game for Iowa State. What is that, six in a row now for the Cyclones, I believe? Kansas State-Iowa State is going to be a 7 o'clock kickoff down at the Little Apple in Manhattan for Farmageddon. Big game for Kansas State as they can get into the Big 12 championship game. Road is, I have not gone through all the tiebreakers, Mark, but if there is a path for Iowa State to get there, it is a long and winding one to get to the Big 12 championship game.
That's probably about 120th on the list of scenarios, but nevertheless, I thought Iowa State played a decent enough game. It was a one-score game in the fourth quarter, and what more could you ask for at home? I never got the sense that Texas was going to lose the game. I came away with it and thought so during while I was watching the game. When is Iowa State going to understand they can't run the ball against this Texas team? Nine yards rushing on the day, and continuously tried to penetrate that Texas defensive line. It wasn't going to happen with Sweat and his teammates. I understand you've got to try to keep them honest, but every running play, it was going nowhere.
9 yards is what Iowa State came up with. And with the turnovers and the mistakes put in there along with 9 yards net rushing, you're not going to beat a top 10 team, no matter how well you play or how good the crowd is. And they were good on Saturday night for senior night in Ames. Rocco Becht had a pretty good ball game in that one for Iowa State. But like you said, it was just one of those games where it was 3-3 for a while, but man alive, it just felt like Texas was in control of that game. Pivotal play in that game, and you don't see it but once a season really, Mark, and that was the blocked extra point that was recovered and returned for Texas for 2 points. You take all of that momentum that Iowa State had, and it goes out the window when Texas runs it back for 2 points.
Yeah, that was kind of a momentum changer. Certainly a scoreboard changer, but it just didn't help. Iowa State now goes to Kansas State, which barely escaped Kansas. And I think K-State's really, really good. So we'll pick that game coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah. Interesting note here, reading the folks from Texas and their comments, their media folks, and I wanted to ask you about this, and Isaac can chime in as well as our listeners at 319-366-1600. Texas using bulletin board material from Iowa State to get psyched up for that game in Ames. Jared Hufford, one of the offensive linemen for Iowa State, saying that, talking about five stars, well, we have a five-star culture that's going to win out. Or I'm just paraphrasing a little bit. And the Texas folks did not take kindly to that statement, saying after the game, we have a six-star culture. I don't think you have there are no six stars, Isaac. Did I miss a memo? There are no six stars, right?
I think they still use the five-star rating, yes.
Okay, very good. Texas, how about that, using the bulletin board material to get fired up for this game, huh?
Well, I think that's perfectly fine. Whatever, starts your motor. And Texas thought that would be worth mentioning and talking about in its team. I mean, it was going to be a night game on the road, and they've seen what Iowa State has done. I don't bank a whole lot. Bullets of more material. Yeah. I don't get too excited about it.
Yeah, 68-97 with a good point. Iowa State just couldn't get over the hump. ISU fought hard, but Texas won in the trenches. And that's the bottom line. Man, Texas, they got some horses on the offensive and defensive line. That Sweat, Mark, you talked about, holy cow, is he a football player.
Oh, he's a terrific run stopper. He didn't have many sacks, but he's among the best I've seen this year.
He just gummed everything up. That's what he did. And they just won in the trenches. Iowa State 6-5. And as we mentioned, it will be a night game, which I guess is good because that means we can carry Michigan and Ohio State earlier in the day. That's a win-win, Isaac, right? I'll get that to you later, by the way.
Yes, that is a win-win. I didn't even think about that. Look at you thinking ahead for the weekend there.
I'm always thinking ahead. Always thinking ahead. 71-48 saying it looked like a JV against a varsity front. Well, Iowa State had their moments. They had their moments. I mean, I think they threw for over 300 yards. I'd have to go back and double-check it for Rocco Beck.
That's correct.
Yeah, in the game, but just – like you said, Mark, could not – yes, you have to run the ball some to keep the defense honest, but they just could not get anything going averaged 0.4 yards a rush in that game on Saturday night.
I was asked over the weekend, has Iowa State exceeded expectations? And I said, yeah, I think so, Lashade. What do you think?
What do you think? 319-366-1600. Going to get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here in just a moment or two. Before we get to that, 9663 asking, and I think this is more of, I don't even know if this is a real discussion because I don't think it is going to happen. They ask, 9663 does, do you think Iowa will rest players for Friday?
Why?
I don't think so. That's not Kirk Ferentz's MO. That's not his thinking, and I don't see it myself. I don't see it myself, but they are the ones with the total dictatorship as far as making that decision goes.
No, rest them for what? I don't understand. You've got a chance to prevent Nebraska from going to a bowl game. You've got a chance to win 10 games in a regular season. Something that has not been done all too often. Yes, you've got the West in the bag. I don't see what purpose that would serve. And don't say to avoid injury.
Yeah, because you can get hurt in practice. 1345, regarding your question, Mark, about the Iowa State season, absolutely exceeded expectations, says 1345. This is a very young team, and after the Ohio game, it looked very, very bleak. Very much so. Very much so. 8699, thanks for listening again today. Beck threw for 320 yards, and Iowa State looked good. They were in that game until late. Yeah, Texas did have a couple of touchdowns that were called back in that game as well. Iowa State, hey, you managed to stay close, maybe get a break down the line and have a chance to win the ball game. That's all you want against a top 10 foe, and Iowa State certainly had that going for them. I would say losing your starting quarterback just before the season for Iowa State, winning as many games as they have and being competitive in most games, I think they overachieved, Mark, says 0547.
That is such a great point. You tend to forget about Hunter Deckers being the incumbent for Iowa State, kind of because Bechtel's played so awfully well. But great text there. I overlooked that for the time being, and appreciate that, 0547.
All right. Hey, we're overdue for a scoreboard update from Emil's Hideaway, Mark. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, just across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. And what do we got on the scoreboard on a busy Monday?
Reports out there that David Harris, the Northern Iowa Athletic Director, formerly of Iowa State, is being targeted by Tulane to be its athletic director. Of course, Tulane went that route one other time with Troy Dannon. Harris is a Louisiana native. Your boy Lance Lynn has signed a one-year, $10 million contract with the St. Louis Cardinals.
They're trying to help the rest of the National League Central.
Players of the Week in Big Ten Basketball, Ben Crickey is your Player of the Week. Owen Freeman is Freshman of the Week. Drake won the Pioneer Football League Championship, defeating Butler on the road. Its reward, North Dakota State, which won't be entirely easy. NBC is parting ways with Paul Azinger, its lead golf analyst, after 5 years, no replacement yet announced. And finally, you mentioned tonight's game, Chiefs and Eagles. Caitlin Clark of Iowa will be part of the Manning cast. Which, Scott, I don't know. I've never seen the Manning cast.
Oh, it's good.
It's the third year. I have never, ever seen it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It really is. Peyton and Eli get together, watch the game, like you're at a bar or something, and or you have them in the living room, and they have guests. Usually a couple, one in the first half, one in the second half. Isaac, you like the Manning cast?
Yeah, it's really, I think it's pretty enjoyable. Also, they act like such brothers. I don't know, they're constantly taking little digs at the other. I don't know, it's pretty, I find it really entertaining. Also, there's like good, Peyton does a good job, obviously, of breaking down film and stuff like that, which I enjoy that part of football a lot. So I think it's a fun time.
I usually watch that.
Yeah, I watch that. I've watched that every week it's been available. For Monday Night Football.
Except for when a certain team is playing. Then I want to concentrate on the game. So I will...
Not today?
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to miss Caitlin tonight.
I was going to say, you can probably just tune in for the Caitlin Clark part if you want to. And then just switch back over.
I got to give the Chiefs my full attention. I can't be divided.
Well, it's sounding like this Manning cast is... slightly better than the Puppy Bowl during Super Bowl.
just a little bit.
Oh, man. So that will be available coming up tonight. If you need to listen to it, we've got it right here for you. Chiefs and Eagles tonight at 6:30 right here on 1600 ESPN. Greg and Epworth loves the Manning cast. I like it, too. A couple other texts to get to before a break. 1064 as far as resting. Folks, Mark, good afternoon. As far as resting the players, I do not think it's necessary. However, anybody that's borderline questionable should not play. Just my two cents. I can see that. Randy on the text line questioning expectations for Iowa State, 6-6. Well, I don't know.
Preseason over-under was at 5.5, I believe, their win total.
Right.
Or maybe it was 4.5. I can't. It was right around there. So they beat the odds.
With
the
new team, with all the youngsters, without your quarterback, I said 5-7 or 6-6, and if they win, they'll exceed that by 2 on Saturday night in Manhattan. We'll see. We will see. 1960 is a Lions fan pulling for the Chiefs tonight. And at 89:50, we will ask Mark Ironside about Gabe Arnold in his debut yesterday. The senior from City High. He wasn't at City High until last year, but he had his debut at Carver Hawkeye. Mark Ironside will join us coming up tomorrow. All right, we got to get to a break. We'll come back, have more football talk for you after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we'll have some drizzle or light showers on and off through the day today. Temperatures will be held to the mid-40s, and we are going to have a bit of a breeze. Overnight, some light rain is possible, and we'll dry out by tomorrow morning. Temperatures will just climb into the mid-40s, and we'll have the sun coming out in the afternoon. We'll have sunny and dry weather for Wednesday and Thursday, so that means some pretty quiet travel conditions around the region leading up to Thanksgiving Day. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. Oh, the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait for what you've been craving. Deals so good it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. Why'd you call us? What's triggering you? Whichever day you're shopping on, you'll save a bunch at Amazon. On Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
One innocent click could lock down your entire network for ransom. Hackers are getting more and more devious, so teach your employees to check before they click. When you open an email, hover over the address to see where it's really coming from. If it doesn't match, is misspelled, or looks off in any way, delete it. Remember, any email could be a trick, so check before you click. This message presented by Network Computer Solutions. Download their complete Protect Your Network guide at ncsei.com.
Seepke Hoyt Jewelers Black Friday sale is on.
Hey, we are Joseph and Clayton Hoyt.
Bling on the holidays and come to Seepke Hoyt Jewelers for great savings all weekend.
And free gifts like an Xbox Series X and a PlayStation 5.
Diamond earrings.
An Ego-powered battery handheld leaf blower and more, depending on how much you spend.
Plus, the first 20 customers on Black Friday will save over $400 on half-carat diamond earrings.
Love local and come for Black Friday savings at Seepke Hoyt Jewelers.
Corner of Collins Road and First Ave.
Where Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Don't miss the chance to learn from the pros. Check out WagerWise on Wednesdays on KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Betfred Sportsbook.
3:40 on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. 319-366-1600. That is a text line if you would like to weigh in. We've been talking about Iowa and Iowa State. First game in Maui is a final. 73-56 Tennessee beat Syracuse. Tennessee committed a basketball faux pas at the end of that game, Mark. Did you see that?
I did not.
No. Holding the ball with a 15-point lead, and as the shot clock expired, ran an alley-oop. Right at the end of the game. Rick Barnes going through the line, apologizing to the Syracuse players and coaches. You don't do that, Mark. You don't do that, Mark, at the end of the basketball game when you have a 15-point lead.
I think they call that a teaching moment, right?
That's a teaching moment. I hope it'll be a teaching moment for Rick Barnes, the former Texas coach and now at Tennessee. 319-366-1600. Dave asking what kind of season Iowa would have had if McNamara stayed healthy. I guess we'll never know. Well, one more win, but that game really didn't have anything to do with McNamara. I should not bring up the officials. I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't do it. I'm not going to do it. 30-34, and I wanted to get to this, Mark. You mentioned on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update about Drake making the football playoffs, FCS playoffs. I'm not sure if it's the first time ever, but it's the first time in a long, long time. Well, they say it is the first time ever for 30-34. Pioneer League champions, the Drake Bulldogs. And I believe the Pioneer League, Mark, got an automatic bid when it went to 24 teams for the playoffs. The top eight seeds all get byes this week. And then there are eight other games involving 16 teams. You and I did not get in. Drake did. Congratulations to the Bulldogs. Now, we all know that the Pioneer League is not the Missouri Valley Football Conference. You still have to win your league. There are a lot of local ties to the Drake football team. If you play now, a couple things with this. First of all, with Drake, yeah, I think you're just happy, Mark, to make the playoffs because I believe Drake is still a non-scholarship FCS school, correct, in football?
I believe that to be the case, but it is a great story and pretty much overlooked. Drake started the season 0-3, I believe, and then went on a run. So, yeah, it's going to be a severe underdog against North Dakota State, but it's a nice reward for doing something.
Yeah, it is. Drake did start 0-3, lost to North Dakota 55-7. South Dakota State beat Drake 70-7 and also lost to Northwestern of Orange City, which is an NAIA power in that particular division of college football. But hey, it's just like winning, you know, a small conference in NCAA Division I men's basketball. You get in the tournament. Once you get in the tournament, you got a chance, as they say. But it will be tough up at the Fargo Dome.
Yeah, no question about it. You mentioned a nice Eastern Iowa and Iowa flavor on this Drake team. And, you know, I can't say it enough. It's a great story. Coe's season in Division III playoffs came to an end at Aurora. Wartburg continues on. Wartburg is going to be a tough out, I think.
Bemidji State with a big upset victory on the road in the D2 playoffs down in Midland, Texas. By the way, congratulations to the Mighty Beavers. They will play Central Washington up at Bemidji coming up on Saturday. So they go on. You and I, Mark, losing to North Dakota State, that was not the big story. The big story was what came after the ball game. And if you're a follower of UNI football, UNI athletics, I think you were kind of waiting for this to happen. Mark Farley was not happy after the game for many reasons, and he finally addressed the elephant in the room. And that is UNI now, as opposed to 20 years ago, what they need to do to win and compete in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. You mentioned during the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update about David Harris being considered for the Tulane job. The athletic budget at UNI has not been increasing, let's just say that, over the years. It's a different fiscal athletic situation now than it was 20 years ago. And one of the beat writers for UNI put it very, very well. Back in the day, it was the goal of UNI football to win championships. It was a given that they would get in the playoffs. Seemingly now, in the new Missouri Valley Football Conference, since the Dakotas have come in, now the goal is to get into the playoffs. And what happened there? Mark Farley talked about a number of things. Not having the depth that they used to have, and I don't think that is completely a financial situation. I don't think that the Panthers, the last two or three, even beyond that, have brought in the amount of Iowa kids that they have done in the past. Mark Farley has expanded his recruiting a little bit. Not saying they're not bringing in Iowa kids, and that's not, you know, the key to winning as far as UNI Panther football is concerned, but we all know what they have done in the past. North Dakota State, South Dakota State, North Dakota, South Dakota, all the Dakotas, they've got big-time budgets, Mark, because they have been thinking about Division I football. They've been thinking about FBS football and maybe making that step down the road here. While UNI is having to deal with budget problems, they're going up against teams now that are bigger, stronger outside the football realm of things. And it kind of boiled over on Saturday for Mark Farley.
Yeah, the Missouri Valley Conference is quite a bit different than 10, 20 years ago. And Farley certainly recognizes that. Budgets are a big thing. The transfer portal as well. So many schools take advantage of it. And Mark Farley has done as well. Theo Day, the quarterback, coming from Michigan State, and he's probably got, what, 6, 8, 10 other transfers he brought in. But it's just the composition of the league is just so much different these days. You know, I don't know what the answer is for you and I. It's just a really tough league.
It's not an easy answer because it goes back to – I mean, you've got to play a Division I team, all of the MVC school, basically every FCS 1AA school plays a Division I school. Now, to get a check, you have to do that. The difference is, and this I know the J.W. Cox, a voice of UNI, tweeted this out. He was very upset that UNI did not get an at-large bid because they ended up 6-5. UNI actually beat two of the teams from the MVC that got bids. They beat Southern Illinois and they beat Youngstown State. Southern Illinois and Youngstown State's schedules were not nearly as difficult as UNI's, but they won 7 games. The threshold is 7 wins, and there are a lot of folks that are mad about you and I not getting in are saying, well, why don't you make that a rule? You have to win 7 games to get into the playoffs, because it's an unofficial rule right now. Listen, it all comes down to the fact that if you and I goes in the road and beats 3-8 Missouri State, you're in. At this point, we're not even having this conversation to this extreme. We'll see.
Yeah, that was really damaging. I don't know that the FCS has a real exhaustive system to select its playoff candidates, but come on now. There's 32 teams in the field, right?
24.
Okay. I'm thinking of maybe other divisions, but 24 is a lot of teams. And I think that Missouri State loss and the way in which you and I lost was really damaging.
It was. It was not even a close game down there. 30-34 on the text line asking, how did North Dakota make it over Northern Iowa? Because they beat North Dakota 27-0. Well, that was one of the questions. But North Dakota ended up 7-4. Behind you and I in the Missouri Valley Football Conference standings, I believe, but and lost head-to-head, but they ended up 7-4, which also didn't help the feelings of a lot of Panther fans out there. But, yeah, it's you got to get to 7, and you and I always, not only this year, scheduling Iowa State, a D1. They've played Iowa in the past. They've gone to Wisconsin. They've played Kansas State. They've played Air Force. They've played Brigham Young. But they also go out and schedule 2 really highly rated teams in their other 2 non-conference battles. Maybe that needs to be addressed. But whoever stays or whoever comes in to replace David Harris, and you and I has had a lot of hand-wringing as far as their raising of funds for their athletic department. They are now getting into the did you see, Mark, to the beer bonanza here and the NIL to try to get some more funds in there. But this is not an easy fix for the Panthers, and it's not going to get any easier having to go up against the 4 Dakota schools.
Let's face it, had you and I gotten in, maybe it was good for one win. It wouldn't the Panthers would not have been a very high seed, but it's going to be one of the Dakota schools and somebody else, right?
You got to think.
It's almost like FBS. It's going to be Georgia or Alabama or Michigan or, you know, Clemson the past few years. Same old, same old.
Yeah. 3:52 here on the program. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk a little pro football with you. So stay tuned. More to come on the Jim Class on KGYM.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Menards 11% sale ends on Thanksgiving Day. Don't miss out. Lions is the perfect choice to give your bathroom a fresh, new look. We carry a great selection of Lions tubs and showers that will match your style and your budget. Right now, get 11% off all Lions showers and tubs at Menards. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Paid actor portrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GETETHOS.com.
3:54, back with you for the final couple minutes of the gym class here on KGYM. New women's college basketball poll is out. Iowa falls to number 5. South Carolina remains at number 1. The Iowa women with a victory over Drake at Carver Hawkeye Arena last night in Iowa City. The Iowa State women in action tonight. They will take on Southern this evening. But everybody looking ahead to Philadelphia and the Chiefs coming up tonight. Mark, we'll have it at 6:30 for you right here on 1600 ESPN. Care to give a prediction? I will not, because everybody A knows who I'm going to take, and so you know, I've got a dog in this fight tonight.
I like Kansas City in this game. I think the Chiefs are a little less than a field goal favorite in this game at home. I love Patrick Mahomes. I love Jalen Hurts, but I just think, with an improved defense in Kansas City and weapons on offense, gotta iron some things out, as you know, Scott. But I like the Chiefs tonight.
Well, we'll see. It should be a heck of a ball game, the rematch of the Super Bowl from a year ago. 6:30 tonight here on 1600 ESPN. We had this question from one of our texters earlier on in the program, Mark. Will the Bears be making a coaching change at the end of the season? We still got, what, six, seven games to go, depending on your bye situation. Bears looked good for 3.5 quarters yesterday, and then the Lions came back.
Yeah, the Bears' defense just imploded after taking a 12-point lead into the fourth quarter. It's just inexcusable. And I don't know if a head coaching change is forthcoming or deserved. Plenty of times in the season I said, yeah. But I like to see this Bears team competitive, and it was against the Lions next week. Probably not, you know, you got the Vikings. Probably be a different story.
Vikings, boy, heartbreaker last night. The Denver Broncos, they are red hot, certainly. The Dolphins cooled off the Raiders a little bit. Packers held off the Chargers yesterday. C.J. Stroud and the Texans with another close victory at home in Houston. And Cleveland beats Pittsburgh yesterday. Some of the highlights. And Brock Purdy with a big day for the San Francisco 49ers as they topped Tampa by a score of 27-14. Zach Wilson era is over. He is going to be benched for this week. Desmond Ridder is back as the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons as well. And apparently he's going to be the quarterback for the remainder of the season. That according to the Falcon coaches out there. So, yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. The game tonight, we'll look back on it. And we will have Mark Ironside joining us as well. Usually on Wednesdays, it will be a Tuesday appearance for Mark coming up this week here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 until 6. Mark, have a good night.
I will. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Back with you tomorrow at 3. Have a great night, everybody.
Don't miss Provember at Lowe's. Save $80 on a DeWalt combo kit and save $20 on a 5-gallon pail of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams All-Purpose Power Primer.